Good morning. It's 8:17, 44 degrees in downtown Galesburg. This is Galesburg's Morning News. I'm Tyler Gum with Nick Isher, and I'm joined in the studio this morning with Tim Holmes, Jensen Stoneking, and Tanner Carnes. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in. And you guys, make sure you get your mic all the way up in your grill.
There we go.
There you go. Okay, good morning. Well, we're talking Beauty and the Beast Junior. And
yes,
it's coming to the Orpheum Theater. And let me fade this out. Now, Tim, first of all, talk about the Beauty and the Beast Junior and what makes it junior.
It's only junior because it is a shortened version. Basically, it is what the movie is. Mm-hmm. There was, you know, the movie. There was also a Broadway musical, and the Broadway musical is 2 hours and has a lot more songs. And this one is geared towards theater groups to do it, so it's it's geared towards young actors to do it. So that's what the junior means as far as that goes. So, but it's got everything that you love about the movie in it, all the songs and all that good stuff. So yeah.
Now, so it's pretty similar to like the Disney version.
It is absolutely the Disney version. Yep.
I mean, the Disney version is already kind of geared towards a younger audience, so I wouldn't expect there's like any tones or themes that are going to be toned down.
Right. Yeah.
I mean,
no.
It's still kind of.
It's just kind of edited a little bit because the show runs a little over an hour, with no intermission and everything. So we get the audience in and get them out.
And so when does first of all, when does it? When do you take the stage? And when you know, where can you get tickets? Where's, you know, what are
sure.
times?
So we open Friday night. Wow, tomorrow night.
Woo!
So it runs. Yeah. So, you know, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 7 o'clock on Friday and Saturday, 2 on Sunday. Mm-hmm. And you can get tickets. It's at the Orpheum Theater, and you can go online and get all your tickets that you need there and everything. And tickets are going kind of fast. So our main floor for each show is filling up. So, yeah.
Okay. Well, and Jensen, you play Belle.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, what does talk about, you know, this version of your version of the character, and you know what I mean? Is this the role you were going for? I mean, what's it like playing Belle?
It's a lot different than any character I've ever played. I mean, it was a learning curve for sure. I mean, I've never been a lead before, but it's a lot of fun. I think she's definitely an interesting character, and I mean, I wouldn't say I was necessarily going for her. I wasn't going for any role in specific. I was just excited to be a part of it.
Right. But. Well, what other roles have you played? You know, well, how old are you? What?
I'm 17.
Okay, so are you a junior?
Yeah.
Okay, and talk about some of the other productions maybe you've been a part of.
With the Academy, I've been a part of 8 other productions. Last year, I was one of the Winkies in Wizard of Oz.
And what is a Winky?
They guard the witch's castle. But it was a version that Tim
like the
wrote.
Flying monkey?
Yeah, there's the flying monkeys and then there's also the Winkies. They're the OEO guys in the movie.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. All right. Yeah.
So I was one of those guys. But it was a version that Tim wrote. So we were all based off of characters from The Office.
Oh, okay.
So I was Kelly Kapoor.
Like, oh, my God. And so was, you know, and how did you get into, I guess, theater or productions? How did you get into the Performing Arts Academy?
About 10 years ago, I watched Beauty and the Beast and knew I wanted to be on the stage.
It's the role you were born to play. Okay, well, and Tanner, you're the Beast.
Yeah.
Okay, talk about this character for you, and is this the role you were going for?
Also with what Jensen said, I wasn't really going for any specific role. I was just really happy to be able to do this one. I've always loved Beauty and the Beast, and seeing my brother do it in the original time they did it a while ago.
Right.
I've always wanted to do this one, so I was happy to be able to. And it's an interesting character from what I've played before. I'm always normally of a happy, charismatic character. So going into the more of a brooding, I feel like he's a brooding teenager at times.
Yeah.
So it's fun to mess around with and try. So
it helps if I got your button pushed. There we go. I can still hear you though. how old are you, Tanner?
I'm 17 as well.
Okay, junior.
Yes.
And you know what other kind of productions have you been a part of?
I've been in it for 10 years. So I've been in Bye Bye Birdie, Fiddler on the Roof. I was in a very small part in Oliver Twist as one of the orphans, and those are just a few off the top of my head. So
I mean, I guess, you know, we off the air, we were kind of talking about, I'm like, well, I was in Performing Arts Academy in 93. No, man, those were the glory days. But, like, if I've never been opposed to, like, wanting to be in, I've always wanted to, you know, kind of be in a play, this and that. It's the singing part that that would just scare me to death. Talk about that. What's it like? Is it just nothing to you? I mean, was it something you really wanted to do, or is it as daunting to you as it would be to someone like me?
I personally love the singing aspect of it. I've always loved to sing at churches and stuff. So when I joined Performing Arts in the Tuesday class and we didn't do musicals, like, I was okay with it. And then I went up to the Thursday class, and then we did, and that was really fun. So I love the songs and Beauty and the Beast. I love singing. So it's never been too daunting for me.
Right. Jensen, how about you?
Same for me. I mean,
Oreo.
Yes, definitely.
After that, where do you go?
I don't know. I think that's the height of everything. But, I mean, I've always loved the singing aspect of it. I prefer being in musicals to being in plays, and I've been in both. So I don't know. I like it.
Is it safe to say that Beauty and the Beast is your favorite Disney film?
Oh, yeah.
Tanner, what about you?
That's a tough one. I'd say out of old classic Disney, yes, absolutely.
Yeah. I was always the Lion King guy.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Aladdin. Can't go bad with Aladdin.
Oh, yeah.
That's true.
But that's way before your guys' time. Well, and so, Tim, talk about kind of the process of bringing this. I mean, auditions, was it only Performing Arts Academy students? Did you have to bring in outside people? Like, what's that process like?
Sure. So the Performing Arts Academy it's a after-school theater program. So the entire cast is students that are in the program. So when they join in the classes, they know they'll have a part, some, you know.
Right.
So they're guaranteed some role in it. Then over the course of the year through classes, and we do, like, audition workshops and things like that, that's where they get cast. I mean, that's how, you know. And it's always amazing because, you know, I never know exactly what's going to make me think, oh, that person, you know, will be that role or whatever. And sometimes it happens in a show the year before where I'm like, oh, you know, if I ever did that, they might be good at that or whatever. Yeah. You know, it's always interesting. So I don't think they ever – I mean, I think every time we announce the show, everybody in the program – they all cast it themselves, you know, and they all have ideas of what's going to, you know, who's going to be what. But I think sometimes it's a surprise as who, you know, as far as who gets what. So,
you know, being in the position you're in, have you ever been, you know, you're at the store, you're at a coffee shop or whatever, and you see someone, you're like, it's you. I got the part. Like, you're the one I'm looking for. Have you ever had that moment?
Sometimes.
But everybody wants to be discovered.
Right. Yes. It's interesting because I've done theater stuff all over, you know, the area. And so there have been times, you know, when I've done another show somewhere else and someone's been there, you know. And,
right.
I can't say that I've ever been, like, in Target and been like, you, like, come join.
You weird man whistling. I like you.
But it's sometimes surprising where, you know, different actors come from and things. So, yeah. But it's good. It's I own the Performing Arts Academy with Katie Reddington, so it's the two of us. And in the show, I'm the director choreographer, and she's the music. But I've been with the Academy for a long time because Pam Fox and Roxanne Baker used to own it, and you know, and I worked with them a lot. And then they stopped a couple years ago, and Katie and I took over. So, and this is the first we did Wizard of Oz last year, but we had to do it differently because of the pandemic. I mean. Right. So it wasn't a musical. It was, you know, it was an original script. That's how we got Kelly Kapoor in there. So this is the first time now that we're going back to our old big musical and stuff. So
right.
It's exciting. It's good.
Right. And you know, Jensen and Tanner, I know you guys have said you've been doing it for about 10 years now. You've been involved. I mean, what's the last couple of years been like for you guys? I mean, how challenging has it been? I mean, living through a pandemic, you know, while you're in high school and wanting to perform for people, what's that been like?
I mean, it was difficult because I couldn't do anything for a while. And I was so used to, I'm in about 3 productions a year. So when I couldn't do that anymore, it was like, okay, what do I do with all this free time? But I missed it a lot, but I'm really glad to be back.
Yeah. Tanner kind of the same?
I remember once one of them got canceled for safety reasons. It was like, so now what?
Yeah, because I've been
homeschooled my entire life, so I don't really have other activities out there
in the
real world.
Right.
No, but so it was definitely a step back, but I mean, we did Wizard of Oz last year in a very safe way, and it was different, it was interesting, but it was still fun, and I'm glad we're back doing it.
And we had all the actors masked last year. I mean, and we just figured out ways to incorporate in their costumes and stuff, masking things, and we masked in class, and I have to say that all the students, they were great. Just, you know, I didn't have any problems with them wearing masks, and, you know, and...
Well, plus you can tell them, if you don't like it, we'll just act like you do.
Exactly. See, there you go. Absolutely. But, yeah, so it's been different. And this year now, the actors don't wear masks on stage. I mean, we were able to because of the way the world's getting better.
Uh-huh.
You know, so that's – but we still – like this week, actually, we've just been masking off stage just because, you know, health-wise, anything can happen. So,
right.
But we are – but they do it once they get on stage. They are unmasked and – free, so.
Yeah. and Tanner, you're a junior now. What's next?
Well, that's a loaded question. I'm going to go off to Sandberg for senior year for dual credits and then do that for 2 years and then figure it out from then. But I'll do the academy for one last year, which is weird to say. and kind of just figure it out the more I go.
So, yeah. But, I mean, still... sticking with wanting to, you know, be on stage and, whatever
as,
capacity
as many opportunities as I get, I'll try to grasp those and take those.
Yeah. Jensen, same question. What's next?
I'll be a senior at Knoxville High School next year.
Go Big Blue.
Yes. So I'll finish my senior year there. I'll have one last year at the academy, and then I'm hoping to go to a college in a bigger city to major in theater.
Nice. And Tim, I mean, what's to come for Performing Arts Academy and at the Orpheum?
Because I work both places, so it's interesting. The Orpheum finally is opening up again, and we're having, you know, all kinds of events and things, and that's been exciting. And with the Academy, you know, we're looking to add more technical aspects to our program. Having actual technical classes, so there are kids that can be involved and not, if they don't want to do the acting, they can do backstage stuff and have more classes focused on that. Because right now it's basically just an acting, program. So we're looking to expand on that and everything. I will say that during rehearsals a couple weeks ago, somebody was like, what show are we going to do next year? And I was like, can we please get through this show? I mean, and then think about the next year. But it's always exciting because you never know. And I honestly, they'll be like, oh, you probably know what you're going to do. And I never do. Sometimes after the show finishes, I do maybe have an idea. I think, okay, this is probably what we could do. A lot of times I have no clue what's going to.
Right.
And it's amazing what makes us make the decision.
It's such an, in my opinion, it's such an interesting industry where trends aren't really a thing, in my opinion, because, you know, what's the trendy thing in theater right now?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. I mean, you know, and so like you have a classic like the Beauty and the Beast and, you know, the Wizard of Oz, stuff like that. I mean, you know, there's always new stuff. But there's also those always classic stuff.
Sure.
And so, you know, I mean, it's kind of interesting because, I mean, I've even heard, you know, Aaron talk about, you know, different things that they're bringing that, you know, oh, you know, this has been something I've wanted to do for a long time. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, oh, I just got this idea for this or whatever.
Sure.
You know, something that I really wanted to direct or whatever. And you just think about it and like, well, you know, you see it so much today with food or social media or whatever challenge there is out there. There's always some trend or whatever it is. And with theater... It's not so much that, because you can bring back something and make it new again, or you can bring in something new that's never been done before.
Absolutely. I mean, like they've said, we did Beauty and the Beast 10 years ago.
Right.
And so it's kind of cool to, and, you know, we still had some costumes and things from the last show, and but we took the whole concept of the show and thought, how can we present it differently from what we did? Last time it was very traditional, very Disney, and this one has some twists to it. So that's kind of fun to
Just imagine the next one. You're going to incorporate like Tinder.
Right, exactly. Like, you know, everyone will have cell phone. I mean, yeah,
you're
exactly.
You're going to run to the drive-thru.
Yep.
So again, how can someone get tickets and what are show times?
So they can go to our website, galesburgorpheum.org, and get their tickets online. Or they can call the box office at 342-2299. And again, the show runs Friday, Saturday at 7 and then Sunday at 2. And I would say get their tickets ahead of time because...
Sounds like they're going fast.
They are going fast.
And if someone is interested in, you know, either other offerings at the Orpheum or if they're interested in joining Performing Arts Academy, how do they go about that?
Well, actually, we start class registrations. They open to the public on Friday, and our classes go...
Is in tomorrow?
Yes. Okay. Oh, my gosh, that is tomorrow. Why don't you think the show's like 3 weeks from now? Yes, tomorrow people can start registering, and there are registration forms at the performances. And they can contact us through our website and our Facebook page and everything. Okay. So, yeah, our season goes September to May. So we have the summer to kind of do that. And we have, you know, we have third graders all the way through seniors in high school. It's a huge, we have a younger group. And this is the, presenting this show, this is the older 7th to 12th grade. Right. So, yeah.
I did forget to ask, if you were going to be turned into a household appliance, or furniture piece, what would it be?
Well, actually, I told the actors that if I was an enchanted object, I would be a record player because I keep having to say the same. I was getting these notes. I'm like, I'm saying the same things over and over. I'm like a broken record. So I'm like, that's what my object would be. So there you go.
Jensen, what would you be if you were going to be turned into a household object?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. I'll copy Babette and say I'm a feather duster.
Anna, what about you?
I'd like to be a piano.
Yeah, that's a good one.
There you go.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
I was going to be an air fryer.
Nice.
Because I'm better than a microwave.
Of course.
And, you know, I look down upon the other appliances. Well, Tim, anything else you need to add?
Nothing. Just I hope people come and enjoy the show. And it's about time people can come see live things again. So, yeah.
Be our guest, right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
All right. Well, Tim, thank you. Jensen, Tanner, thank you very much for coming in. Break a leg.
Thank you.
Thank you.